You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
All right, that's ask Dr. Mike Smith at radiomd.com. I need more questions, listeners. When we first started this, I received a bunch. So I still have quite a few to go, and I received some, like just last night I received a couple. But I could use some more. Challenge me. Put me on the spot. Well, don't do that. Be nice. Only ask me questions I know answers to. I'm just kidding. That makes my job easier. All right. This first question is actually two questions. It comes from Amy. But I'm going to handle them separately. But they're related. But the first question is, I take CoQ10 for energy, but it doesn't seem to work as well anymore. What's going on? So let's handle that question first, Amy. That's not uncommon for CoQ10, and let me explain why. When you first start taking CoQ10, and just as a review, remember CoQ10 is a energy cofactor. It's used by the mitochondria to help make ATP, energy triphosphate. And if you've never taken CoQ10 before, and you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, something like that, you're most likely your CoQ10 levels are pretty low. And we can measure them, by the way. There's a blood test for CoQ10. But I don't think I need to test it, Amy, because, you know, at the beginning when your energy levels were low, and I'm assuming you're in your 30s, 40s, I don't know why I'm assuming that, but I'm just assuming you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, I could just guess your CoQ10 levels are low. So when you first start taking CoQ10, yeah, you feel energized. You get this immediate effect, you feel good, often after the first dose. But once you reach what we call in medicine a steady state, where that dose that you're taking on a daily basis doesn't really increase your blood level anymore, but it maintains it. That's called a steady state. You may not feel as energized anymore outwardly, but it's still good for your cells. So this is common. I don't think you have to do anything. I don't think you have to change a thing. Now, the caveat to that is, Amy, unless you're feeling really low energy again. You know, if everything is fine, but you're just not feeling energized from it, leave it alone. Your cells are feeling energized, and that's what you want. But if your energy levels are starting to drop back down to where they were when you started taking CoQ10, now that's a different story, and we might have to think about increasing dose of the CoQ10. Make sure you're doing ubiquinol CoQ10, which is better. There's even a combination of ubiquinol CoQ10 with this type of herb, this vitality type. It's not really an herb; it's more like peat moss. It's called shilajit. That helps to deliver more of that ubiquinol from the supplement into the mitochondria. So that's something you could do. Or even the combination of CoQ10 with PQQ. I've talked about that before. Pyroloquinolinquinone. Because here's something to consider, and this is for all my listeners. This is actually really important. I'm surprised I haven't talked about this before. As we get older, we lose the mitochondria. Those are the powerhouses of the cell, right? When you're young, your muscles, your brain, everything, your cells are loaded with these powerhouses, these mitochondria. They're producing ATP like crazy. It's awesome. But as you get older, each decade of life, you lose a certain amount of that mitochondrial biomass. The number of mitochondria decrease in each cell with age to the point when you're in your 60s, 70s, 80s, you've lost like a lot, maybe even half. And so at some point, I have to consider this. If I'm giving you these nutrients like CoQ10 that are meant to enhance the production of energy from the mitochondria, but you don't have any more mitochondria left or very little left, I may actually start losing my effect with that nutrient like CoQ10. So what's really important maybe is to make more mitochondria, and that's what PQQ does. So I can give you PQQ to make sure you make more mitochondria, and now I give you things like CoQ10 and carnitine and D-ribose with, you know, the shilajit I just mentioned. I can give you more of that, and you're going to get a better effect because you have more mitochondria to work with. So I think PQQ is really important in this. I like the combination of CoQ10 and PQQ. However, Amy, back to my original point, though, if your energy's fine, you're just not feeling energized after you take a dose of CoQ10, leave it alone. Your cells are loving it. Now, Amy goes on, now that I really look at the second part of her question. So remember, Amy had two questions here. So now that I read the second part more closely, Amy is having some energy issues. So her energy is dropping again. She says, I need more, quote, even, end quote, energy and mental focus while I'm at work. Okay. So, Amy, your energy levels are dropping from what I understand. So you had low energy, you took CoQ10, you felt better, you reached that steady state, but your energy levels dropped again. Okay, so maybe add the Shilajit to the CoQ10. Maybe add the PQQ. You can even do something like D-ribose, which is an important energizer. D-ribose comes in a powder. It's sweet tasting. It's not going to affect insulin levels or sugar levels, anything like that. So it's fine to take. But you can sweeten up your coffee with it and stuff, or your protein shake, whatever it is. It's a good energizer. But this idea of more even energy is interesting because, I think you're hitting onto something. You know, we have a lot of quick energy things at our disposal, specifically caffeine and sugar, right? In a lot of our energy drinks, you know, which ones that are out there, you know, do a quick little shot, you get energy. They're still mostly caffeine, right? And there is a crash. I mean, there is. Let's just admit it. There's a crash with this thing. So when I hear people like Amy mention wanting more even energy, to me that means energize without crash, that kind of thing. Well, there's two things you might consider, Amy. One is the cordyceps. The cordyceps are these, it's a weird, weird nutrient. It's this fungus and parasite relation. It's a fungus that's a parasite that latches onto, I think, a worm. I know it sounds weird. But when this parasite, this fungus, attaches to the worm, it takes over the worm dies, and the fungus starts to grow in the worm. If you cultivate some compounds out of that fungus at that point, it's called a cordyceps. Those compounds have been shown to significantly increase ATP production without crash, giving you that even energy. There was a study, I have it right here. This was from the Journal of Alternative Complementary Medicine 2010. Okay. Let me find them here. Here it is. Yeah. So in one study, healthy adults, 50 to 75, took 333 milligrams of cordyceps three times daily for 12 weeks. These study subjects were able to perform a stationary bicycle exercise at a maximum level for over 10% longer before muscle fatigue could be scientifically detected. So you're talking about significant improvements with ATP production. This study went on to say that at the same time, this energy was lasting to the subjects. That it lasted even after the exercise. They still had energy. They felt good. So cordyceps might be something for you to look into. And when you combine cordyceps with ginseng, we think of ginseng more as stress, mental stuff. But ginseng also plays a role in maintaining ATP production. The thing though that you want to look for is a ginseng that has been fermented. It needs to be fermented ginseng. So a lot of your standalone ginsengs, like for your brain and stress, they're not fermented. And they're good for maybe stress and stuff, but fermented ginseng. You need to look on the back label, make sure it says fermented ginseng. If it does, that's good for ATP production. And the combination of fermented ginseng with the cordyceps is pretty significant. Even significant level ATP production. People feel energized, they feel good, and their cells are loving it. So Amy, consider cordyceps and ginseng. Because you're looking for that even energy. Cordyceps and ginseng. So, there's nothing wrong with your CoQ10. You know, some people reach a steady state, losing that energized feeling is normal. But if your energy levels are dropping, I'm not just speaking to Amy now, I'm speaking to everybody. If your energy levels are continuing to drop, even on CoQ10, think about making more mitochondria with PQQ. Some other energizers like D-ribose and carnitine, and then for that even energy throughout the day without needing caffeine, cordyceps and fermented ginseng. There you go. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.